Fine, detailed design meeting. We're going to discuss the look and feel design, user interface design, and we're going to evaluate the product. The end result of this meeting has to be a decision on the details of the remote control, like absolute final decision. And then I'm going to have to specify the final design in the final report. So just from last time, to recap, I said we were going to have a Snowman-shaped remote control with no LCD display, no need for talk back. It's hopefully going to be kinetic power and battery with rubber buttons, maybe backlighting the buttons with some internal LEDs to shine through the casing, hopefully a door dial, and incorporating the slogan somewhere as well. Anything I missed?
No.
Okay. So, if you want to present your prototype, go ahead.
There are a few things we've made. One is the expense sheet, and it turned out to be quite a lot expensive to have it open up and have lots of buttons and stuff inside.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of, this is going to be an LCD screen, just a very, very basic one, very small, with access to the menu through the scroll wheel and confirm and button.
Okay.
Apart from that, it's pretty much the same as we discussed last time.
And there isn't, it doesn't open up to the advanced functions? So the advanced functions are still hidden from you, but they're hidden in the sense that they're not in use.
Where are they?
They're in the LCD panel and the drawn down.
Ah, right.
So what kind of thing is going to be?
The LCD panel just displays functioning what you're doing. If you're using an advanced function, right, like brightness, contrast, whatever,
okay.
It would just say, it's like, it only has four colors. It's a very simple LCD, like,
right.
Whereas the minimum amount would be that the usual automatically know, like, this is brightness, this is contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, cool.
It might even be one a bit more complex LCD panel with
okay.
Pictures, like maybe the sun or the symbols of the various.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay.
And what is this here?
That's a number pad.
Okay, so the number pad is.
Where are we going to have the slogan? Okay, cool.
You have this space here, and then you have this thing on the side as well, or at the bottom.
Okay.
The slogans are usually quite small, right? They're not like huge, so there's. Say buttons about this size, right?
Yeah.
So you would still have plenty of space for slogans.
So if this isn't to scale, what kind of dimensions are you thinking about here?
Well, one thing about this is big enough to proof easily, I think, so we're reckoning. That would be about the same size as the button.
Yeah. So that would be about centimeter for a button. So 1, 2, 3, 4 centimeters, plus maybe half, five,
nine,
six,
total.
Seven, eight.
Centimeters. That would be good. So 10 centimeters in height. Okay.
That'd be good. In fact, a pen is about 10 centimeters usually. So that would be, that sounds like a really good size.
Yeah.
You see it there.
That's great. It's very bright as well. So,
is it possible, I'm just going to break the idea of colors. Are these the colors that of production? Is this just what we have available?
We're going to have again the sort of the foggy yellow from last time that put up in the piece of
button.
Okay, so just could you just list all the things that it does? So
The button, we've got this red that's sort of very common. We're going to use it as it's going to be the power button. If you hold it for maybe 2 seconds, I'll send a standby signal. Apart from that, it's going to be used as a confirm button for the LCD screen.
Okay.
And you use this as a jump there.
Okay, so that's like an
okay button. Oh, we discussed how high it is, but how wide is it?
Okay.
How high is it?
No, as in the height.
Yeah.
But what about the width?
The depth of the.
Do we need 5? About 3.5.
Okay.
Or is this to get an idea of scale from your.
Sure.
From there. Okay. So you can power on and off.
Mm-hmm.
What else can you do?
You can skip straight to the channel using these buttons.
Okay.
We're going to have the volume control here. but because we've got the RCD and the delta, we just thought we'd use that as the volume.
Okay, delta for that. And what else do you do with the delta?
You can use it for more advanced functions like contrast, colour.
Contrast, brightness?
Yeah.
And enough?
It's whatever else we want to include as the advanced functions. We don't have to go to the test by there.
Well, as the designers, what are they?
What can the TV do?
Okay, things like brightness, contrast.
Uh-huh.
Maybe tuning the channels.
Okay, channel tuning.
What else? The various inputs, are you having VCR, are you having, you know, which input do you have?
Okay, excellent.
Probably color sharpness.
Yeah, color sharpness.
Sharpness.
A lot of these things will have to be free and open for users to define them.
Okay, what about sound settings? Like, can you change any of those at all?
Audio, do you have like your basic, your bass, your mid range, your high range?
Do you have the bounds?
Yeah. Left right balance. Maybe even pre-programmed sound modes. Like the user could determine like a series of sound modes, and then what could happen would be when you click on that and you go to that setting.
Okay. Is there anything else at all it can do? Because that's fine, just need to know so I can write it down. Okay. Right, I guess that's it. So we can now have a little look at the Excel sheet and price this thing and see if we need to rethink anything at all. So for this first part here, power wise, have we got
battery?
Do you have kinetic as well?
No.
No? Okay. Just battery.
We need
and that's because of cost restraints, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. What about the electronics here? Advanced
strip. Yes. I'm just confirm that. Yes.
Okay, the case, what does it mean by single and double, do you
know? I think single is be sort of one to double, but double is this sort of thing.
So we want double card?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plastic.
Is there any rubber at all in the buttons?
I think we're going to have to skip the rubber.
Okay. And we'll want it special colours, don't
yeah.
we? So I'll have to pop that. Oh, no, wait. How many colours have we got then?
For the case itself, one colour. It's one special colour.
Just one colour, okay.
Because the case unit itself, the rest of it.
Okay. So interface-wise, is it this third option we
yes.
have to choose in there?
One. And the LCD display.
Okay. And then buttons.
Can we...
We have what?
We've
two colours?
We've got push buttons as well.
Like, oh wait, so push button and integrated
yeah.
with the push, okay.
We've got one button for this thing because it's one big sheet of rubber. Not sure if that counts.
Okay.
Okay, let's just be safe and put, like, say, four buttons for that one.
Okay.
Okay. And maybe a special colour for the buttons, so maybe four again.
So, why are we writing the number 4? Where does the number 4 come from?
Because that's one button, but it's the complexity of 12 buttons.
Okay, right.
So
we're writing
just
the 4.
Yeah, less.
Okay. Are these? Are we wanting them in?
No.
No? Is everything going to be plastic? Okay. So we're quite far over. Something's going to have to go. We're at 16.8.
How are we going to achieve this high-end product? If
well, something has to go to the tune of 2.3 euro. So, let me see, what are we...
2.3? 4.3. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry, 4.3. Mm, this is all right.
Well, we could take it once by using a single curve to just fill in with this.
And then where's
how much would that save
how
us?
Much would that save
that
us?
Only saves you one.
One.
The other thing could be that you could take away the LCD panel and the advanced chip together. Because when you do something on the TV,
mm-hmm.
the TV responds and reacts as well. So the user could be looking at the TV and pushing this thing, so
right.
we may not need to
mm-hmm.
So when we scroll, we need just some way to get the TV to respond,
okay,
which
so
I think is a technically doable thing, so.
So what sort of viewed suggestion? Take away the LCD display.
Yep. And the advanced chip goes away as well?
To be replaced with a
regular chip.
Regular chip. Okay.
So what that means is that.
And so we've got 0.3 to get rid of. And we have, where are the four push buttons are, where exactly now?
The 12 buttons that you see there.
12 buttons.
It's only one piece of rubber, but it's going to have 12 buttons.
Yeah.
Functioning, you're going to have to intercept. So 4 is a good estimate for.
Do you think?
Yeah. So you can't actually cut. It's like 3 times the number of buttons. 4, 8, 12.
Is that one big button or is it 12 buttons? How
it
can it be something in between?
It needs to be more than one big button because if you open up your phone underneath, there's actually one button underneath. It's just that the panel itself is a single panel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we have 0.3 to get rid of somewhere.
Just report that it has to be over budget.
Mm-hmm.
Or the colors.
No,
you can take away the colors for the buttons.
Yeah, we could just go with
normal color buttons.
Well, do you want color differentiation here?
No, that's not the button we're talking
oh,
about.
Sorry, yeah.
The buttons only refer to the pad, so.
Right, so.
Take that off.
Aww.
It's back to the original. So then these just become normal color buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be some way of cutting across.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, that's a shame. Right. So take away that completely. And now we're under budget. So we do have 0.5 euro to play with, if you want to.
How about with embossing the logo? Isn't that going to cost us some money?
Doesn't say so.
I think that for you comes as a special form of buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. One. Does that mean that one button has a special form, or?
I think one is just one button. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there we go. So I'm just going to have to refill this now. So we're not going to have the LCD anymore. We're just going to have an aug on the TV. It will show you what you're doing, which I think is fair enough. And so this is going to be one good thing here.
Was the goal in your prototype design that it be as low profile as possible?
What do you mean by profile?
Sort of flat as possible.
Yeah. Is that initially has been quite deep, sort of.
Yeah.
Deep enough to be comfy to hold in your hands
yeah,
rather than being more than flat.
Sure.
We didn't have enough play to make it.
Yeah, alright. Okay, just tell me.
So there's one more dimension to the thing which we need to add. You might want to add your width and height.
Right, okay. So just to be thorough then, width wise we're looking at about, what, 3 centimeters or something?
Yeah.
Okay. And then so height wise, how tall do you envisage being? About that
two.
About 2 centimeters, okay.
2's not very high at all. You're
this
just
is
high.
About, this is about 2. Slightly more than 2.
Yeah.
About that 2.
Okay.
Maybe
okay.
Closer to 3.
Mm. Okay. We'll say 2.5. Okay. So we have it within cost anyway. So yeah, project evaluation is its point. Okay, so can we close that? This is what it's the final step is going to be. So I'm just going to have to. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
It's probably just, I don't know if it's worth getting into, but just in that we want this to be stylish, should we think a little bit more out of the box in terms of a button grid? Because I've seen there's lots of devices out there that instead of taking your standard 9 square grid and have it sort of stylized or in a different concept.
I think that's something that's very hard to catch.
Yeah.
So you restrict the number of people who want to try something.
Sure, okay.
The look and the color is something which is cool.
Yeah.
But
right.
I think there's also that factor of it's too unfamiliar.
Okay.
And
sure.
Because when you
what
put
about
it on
button
the shelf,
shape, square buttons.
Yeah, button shape might be a good idea to change.
Sure.
Rather than positioning, because I think positioning is
sure.
We're kind of ingrained into the telephone kind
yeah.
of.
Okay. Right. So at this point we discuss how satisfied we all are with these 4 points, with room for creativity in the project and leadership and teamwork and stuff we have around this area.
Do you want me to do you want me to do my design evaluation last?
Yeah, I
Maybe we
wasn't
should do
really
the design
sure what that was.
evaluation first.
Yeah.
Evaluation.
Yeah, good for that fact. I wasn't entirely sure what he was
Okay.
supposed to be doing that, but
Sure.
you go for it.
All right, so the way this works, I'm gonna need to plug in the PowerPoint.
Okay.
I'll try and do it as quick as possible. I'll just go over your head if that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't think you need the power, so
What's that?
It's okay, it's okay.
You don't need PowerPoint?
The power cord itself.
Oh, of course, yeah.
That's the only thing.
So what this is this for us to use kind of like a the ideas that I've set up. I've reviewed all of the points of discussion from the beginning and used that as a criteria of evaluation for the current design or the plan, and so we can review that. I think it's going to end up being sort of elementary, which is sort of I'm not going to probably use it to change anything, but doesn't seem like it's going to. Yeah, okay, great. And I'm going to write up our results on the board, so this will be a way for us to go through and decide if we're to review where we stand. Okay, so sort of bring together two things, sort of design goals and also the market research that we had. When we rate this, one is high. In succeeding or fitting to our original aim, and seven is low. Okay.
Okay.
So these are we've been asked to collectively grade this. So what we can do is try and just work on a consensus system. So we just come to an agreement.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one, the stylish look and feel.
I rate that pretty highly.
Well, yeah, I mean, compared to most
Yeah.
other controllers in the city, that's pretty good. Ours are made up of six or something.
Yeah.
What does that idea assume?
Yeah, my only reservation with it was that we basically went with yellow because it's the company's color, and I don't know if yellow is going to really be a hit. But
Okay.
I'm doing five then.
What do you guys think?
I would say five or six.
Okay.
David?
Yep, I'm fine with that.
Okay, let's go five then.
Okay.
Oh, it's
It's
actually the
one to
opposite.
seven, right?
It's the
Oh, yes, sorry,
yeah.
then I would say two or
Three.
three.
Okay.
Wait, what's the scale? One to seven.
One is high.
Yeah, one is high.
Ah. Okay, yeah, two or three.
Okay.
Okay.
Two or five then. Okay. Control high tech innovation.
Well, I've
We had
had
to
some we jog
remove
down a bit.
Yeah. So we had to remove a few of our features we wanted,
Mm.
but jog dial,
I'd say it's
scanner,
more three or four, maybe
medium,
three.
but going towards a little bit higher than medium,
Okay.
kind
Yeah,
of.
Three?
three,
Yep.
okay.
Okay. Style reflects a fruit inspired color design. I shouldn't have said color, but just
Well, it's
Okay,
kind
the
of
blue
inspired.
colors and don't re actually represent the color, except
Yeah.
for the red button. They
Okay.
is for one of them.
But the
Right.
yellow, I mean, it could be a
Yeah, it
lemon
could be.
yellow
Yeah.
color.
Yeah, the yellow is more representative of the color, but the
Okay.
button itself, the blue, can be anything else.
Okay, so I'll move two. Yeah. Okay, and design is simple to use, simple in features.
Yeah, it's really basic looking, isn't it? I mean,
Yeah.
I'd give that nearly a one.
Very nice. You guys think?
One? Yep.
Yeah, one?
That's fine.
Okay. Soft and spongy, we achieved that. We've used mostly plastic in the end, so it's going to be quite a bit of a compromise for price. Five?
Five? That's really low.
We
Well,
like to use our plastics as well.
yeah, I
Nice.
suppose. Okay.
Yeah.
Could we have used an entirely rubber frame to it? Was that an option?
Yeah, but
I
then
think
it
the
only
cost
costs
It
more
costs more than
than
plastic.
cloth.
Okay.
Then sense that.
Logo, we've got it in there, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gonna have that on the side, aren't we, right there, so.
Okay. And it's within budget, isn't it? It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can say then out of possible or what year?
Out of 49, I guess.
Yeah, out of 49 with 0 being the highest. We are at 278, 15.5.
Pretty
so
good.
Pretty good. Translates to something like about approximately 72% efficacy of our original goal. Right? I think, because if you turn that into 100, it would be about
twice that.
So it's 30.
About 31.
And then invert that.
So we are, well, we have 69, 70%.
Oh, right, that's 70.
It's pretty good.
Okay, good. That was just a little formality for us to go through.
Okay.
Right. Oh, 100 pound pen.
Nobody saw it, honestly.
Camera snake.
Is that you all finished?
Yeah, that's me. I did have one other frame I thought. I mean, I not knowing how we would deal with this information, I thought, okay, in theory, this kind of process would be about refining our design, revisiting our original goals. It's not something I need to push through, but I thought, should be thinking more about the dimensions, sort of like more of three-dimensional shapes as well, as opposed to just that flat. Could our design involve a series of colors so that it's more of like a line where we have like sort of the,
yeah.
I don't know, like the harvest line or the vibrant, I don't know, like whatever, just some theme, and then we have different tones, lime, green.
Okay.
It's just discussion. I mean, obviously we just abandon it, it's fine. Just thinking about what we originally set out to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Are you submitting the evaluation criteria, or I don't know what your instructions have been.
I think we've recorded and I haven't been asked to submit it yet.
Okay. Just wondering if I need to shoot it in a minute because it feels very kind.
I will.
Okay, great. Right. Well, next up then, because we've done finance, is the project evaluation.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm just trying to incorporate the logo into the
thing,
so I'm playing with the playbill as well. Just in case you're wondering.
Are you still playing with the playbill?
Well, do you want to just individually say what you think about these 4 points and not these 4 points, my 4 points, so I don't know.
Have the two little butterfly clips.
Yeah, it's really quick. Right, okay. Yeah, here we are. We'll do this alphabetically. Do you want to start?
Sure. So what is it you're asking now?
I don't know. It's your opinion on these four points really and how we
sort of our work on
them.
Setting this up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, I'll just go through your system and the room. Is very institutional, but the main thing is, I think, our use of the space is more just to report on things as opposed to be creative and constructive. And it would probably help to have sort of a cumulative effect of, if we have ideas and we come back and then the ideas are still in discussion. You know, as in other words, this room is sort of a center point of creativity. Whereas in reality, as we've gone through this, it's not really a center point of creativity. It's more just a
Well, do you feel though that you were able to have quite a lot of creative input into the
Yeah, but that's just the thing is the question in terms of the first point there, the room, it feels as though the creativity goes on, we lead and then we come here and then we kind of put out our ideas and then
But I don't think it means the room as in this room. I think it means like you
Oh
know,
right, oh right, okay.
yeah.
Alright, I just looked up and saw okay, whiteboard, digital pens, the room.
Oh
No,
yeah.
of course, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think it means I think it means did you feel
Yeah.
you were able to give creative input, so
Yeah, I okay, yeah, different answering the question in those terms. I'd say that actually there's sort of a tease of creativity because we're asked to work through this, but actually the guidelines are fairly contrived in terms of okay, fashion trends, say fruit and vegetable color scheme, but then we're told to use the company colors. So what do we do? We're told, okay, think in terms of style and look and feel and technology, but build something for 12.5 pounds.
Okay.
So actually the creativity is more of like a formality than
I feel like caged within
Yeah,
whatever
whatever
constraints. It's like a balloon in a cage. You can
Yeah.
only go so big and not hit the side. The
Yeah.
constraints
Okay. Do you know what? Actually, let's take each point and everybody discuss it, I think,
Yeah.
yeah. So still on the topic of room for creativity. Next up is Chris.
I agree with his points. It's quite a lot of fun to go through and then just sort of hit the end and go, right, gotta cut everything out because we don't have enough money.
Yeah.
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 I think another point is that the meetings are more brainstorming sessions than
Yeah.
meetings, so time is also a very strong factor in structure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because for a brainstorming meeting, you want a structure that allows ideas to get tossed, to be evaluated, and to be reviewed, and to get feedback and come
Yeah.
back. And I guess that point about the room not being very friendly to that, I think
Yeah.
that's a very big thing. And I think the fact that we're wearing these things
Yeah.
restricts.
Sure.
I feel it because I wear
Yeah.
my glasses, right? And that, but that irritates me, right?
Yeah.
It does actually, you know, affect how whether you feel comfortable to communicate. I feel like I'm hiding behind the equipment
Yeah.
rather than the equipment is helping me. And
Right.
so you think a more relaxed atmosphere would be more kind of
Not so
conducive
much
to
an
creativity?
atmosphere. The atmosphere is very relaxed, but
The
the
actual
gear,
environment.
yeah, you know, creates boundaries to that. And the time given also
Okay.
restricts.
Very good. What about leadership? I don't know if that means like if I did a good job or something. I don't really
Yeah,
know.
well, I mean, my sense on that is sort of what kind of guidance and direction and
So like your
encouragement.
personal coach person and stuff like that. Do you
Yeah,
maybe?
from in you as well, I think, sort of acting team leader.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's good. I mean, my personal views on leadership is that effective leadership sort of gives people a certain room for freedom and delegation, but then to come back with something that they take great ownership and you know, innovative thought with. In reality, I think here the different elements of leadership, such as the original briefing and then the personal coach and the and then you know having you with the meeting agenda is actually quite a confining framework to work within, and so it is leadership also to the point of sort of disempowering the team member. So, but it's not bad leadership. It's just sort of fairly strong. You know, it turns the individual into more of like a sort of a predetermined mechanism as opposed to a
So then
sort
maybe
of a
a bit too controlling, or
yeah. Oh yeah.
I think
Without
controlling
a doubt.
is not the right word. I
No, I
think
mean
the interaction's
defined.
very structured. I
Yeah.
think structure is
Yeah.
probably what you're saying, that
Yeah.
each individual is structured to one particular task and one
Mm-hmm.
rather than controlling. I don't mean as a sense of control because all the decisions have been made in terms of a consensus, right? We go around and we think about it, but that you know process actually says you have to do it in a certain way.
Okay.
It doesn't tell you know sometimes you might want to be a bit more creative in terms of the process.
Yeah.
Not
Okay. What about teamwork?
Did you want to
I think that was a bit hard because we could only discuss things in the meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we could just go up to somebody outside the meeting and have a quick talk to them, it would make it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you tried to use the common share folder to communicate, but it just comes back to us so slow in the email.
Mm.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a you know, a messenger.
Did you guys get the email I sent you?
Yeah.
Well, that's
Yeah,
alright, I was
got
gonna
the email.
just touch on getting it. Okay. So in to summarise the teamwork issue, saying that if we could communicate outside the meeting, you know, just like quick questions, quick thoughts, whatever,
Yeah.
it probably would be
Yeah.
I think the tools
Yeah.
that they were given, the tool set that was given to us are fancy, but they don't support collaboration. I think that's the word. They don't support the team working together.
Yeah, I mean,
You know,
if
they're
you
still very individual tools.
Yeah, I mean, sort of taking upon that idea, the way I see this is that it's the structure in which we've approached this whole task is quite contrary to the principle of teamwork, because the tasks were sort of divided, and then the work went on in isolation. I don't know what you guys did while you were together, maybe that was a bit different. But
Yeah,
yeah. But actually, if you imagine the entirely completely same task given to us, but us said, okay, first thing we have to do is come up with let's say a design concept, and we sit here together and do it.
yeah.
Well, that's what teamwork is. Just to say, okay, go off and don't talk to each other. It's
Yeah.
actually sort of predisposes you to quite the contrary of teamwork. Not that we haven't done, I think, the best we could have done. I'm not dissatisfied with it.
Right. Any else on teamwork at all?
No, not really.
Okay. What about the, you know, how we use the whiteboards, the digital pens, the projector, stuff like that? Did anybody think everything was like really useful and then pretty
I think the whiteboard for me is the kind of thing I would use all the time, but it's not quite as useful as to us as it could have been, maybe just in the way that we use it, in the sense that once we have an idea out there, or while work is going on in between meetings, that could have been up on a board, you know, as opposed to in text. And then we could then keep our ideas sort of building on that. I know that people who design cars and, you know, in aviation, they quite often just have a simple like fiberglass prototype, and it's completely, you know, abstract from the final product, but they use it as a kind of a context to sort of
Yeah.
walk around and puzzle
And play
and
with.
point and discuss,
Yeah.
and in a way, as we discuss things in theoretically and out of our notebooks, we're actually just each of us discussing something that's in each of our own minds. It wasn't until we had
Yeah.
this here, you know, like at one point I peeked across and looked at Craig's paper, and I'm like, now I know what he's thinking because I saw his book. But the whiteboard could have actually been this kind of continuing.
Did you think producing a prototype earlier in the process would have been a good idea?
It could be.
I think the focus of it a lot was the PowerPoint as opposed to the whiteboard, and I think that is also does hinders other things. I think it would be cooler to have the whiteboard rather than the PowerPoint, or maybe the whiteboard and the PowerPoint in the same place, you know, in the same
Yeah, because the PowerPoint was provided to us while we had time to prepare. Whereas I can imagine if I'd been encouraged to use paintbrush, for example, or whatever, I would have actually used it. You know, just because that's sort of how what we were set up to use when we had our time.
I think that there were too many PowerPoints in the meetings. The plugin and the plugin spent we spent a lot of time doing that, and a lot of the information on the PowerPoints, I don't think, you know, you needed to actually, it could have, we could have gone through them very quickly, especially in my slides. I felt that it was, you know, as opposed to having to present them.
What about the digital pens? Did you find them easy enough to use?
That's
Sure.
clunky. Yep, clunky. Agreed. Having to take it before you go off was a bit hindering as well, because you're halfway through a thought and then you run out of paper and then you have to jump.
I know, I think at the very start of today, I like wrote a whole load of stuff, didn't click note on one, then went back and wrote one tiny thing on another page, but then did click note. And so I'm quite worried that I've just written over the top of it or something, but that had my book there anyway. I haven't done
But
that
I think
since.
the pen is very intuitive. Everybody knows how to use it. You don't have to worry. So I think the pen's good. It's about the best thing.
On the topic of the technology, it just occurred to me that we actually didn't need to move our computers because each computer has all of the files. It just occurred to me that they
Yeah, we
all
only needed one computer.
only actually needed one computer.
Yeah.
If there
That's
had been a fifth,
true.
it could have just been sitting there ready to go the whole
And
time.
the computer may not be conducive to a meeting because you tend to look at your computer and wanna have
Yeah.
the urge to check something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's useful, but
do you think the computers just provide distraction in the meeting?
I think too many computers are just distracting.
And I like to have things written down in front of me actually. Like a lot of the stuff that was emailed to me, I ended up being like writing down there or something so I could look at it really quickly and not have the distraction of all of that. And do it all by everything else. What else? I'm not really sure what they're looking for in saying new ideas found. I don't know, if you could think about anything else that would have been helpful to them at all.
Well, the main one for me is that the process in a natural context would not have been interrupted by this necessity to discommunicate ourselves from each other. So
yeah,
that's kind of a new idea for me, is like just sort of that idea, well, you know, it's kind of hard to keep working forward on a team-based project when you're told you must now work away from each other.
Yeah. I think it's quite good that we had time limits on the meetings, because they really could have run on, and like my experience of meetings is that they really do.
Yeah.
We've just got a lot of
yeah.
time for them. The only thing is though, like when we had our meeting about the conceptual design, I thought there maybe another 15 minutes would have been useful there, but yeah. I think maybe if we like all been working in one room and they just said, you know, like every hour or something, everybody make sure you know, just have a short meeting and then just to have like something written down, just like, you know, a milestone if you like, rather than having meetings, but there you go. So in closing, I haven't got my 5 minutes to go. Oh, there it is. 5 minutes to go. Wonderful. Okay, are the costs in the budget? Yes, they are. And is the project evaluated? Yes, it is. It's a nice salary.
So,
you haven't been your homework.
Well, apparently now I like the final report. What are you guys doing now? That was lovely.
Is that ninja home?
What did you call?
Ninja home.
See, it looks like one of those.
Is that just the logo, or is it doing a thing?
Yeah, it's just the logo.
It's just the logo, and I'm like
ninja home.
The red is supposed to represent the whatever else you want to print on the side.
Fashion technology or something.
You can wear Homer. You can throw Homer when you're frustrated.
Duh.
That's cool. I'm slightly gutted that we couldn't get plastic underwear instead of anything else.
Yeah.
Maybe from now on the only action should get us more money.
Oh, I did learn something. Play-Doh is useful.
No,
it is useful in conceptualizing, in being creative.
Really?
It's like, you see, it's something you can put your hands on and feel and touch.
Yeah.
You get a sense for it. Like, we were playing with Play-Doh, and the ideas came with the Play-Doh.
Did they?
Rather than with everything else. You might want to write that down.
Yeah.
It's just,
okay.
I'm just feeling with the Play-Doh. Yeah.
No, it's true.
I forgot how to use the Play-Doh smells.
Yeah, it's not funny, isn't it?
I think Play-Doh is actually
edible,
isn't it?
Yeah, like separate.
Oh,
I think it has to be.
It's just sweet. It's the stuff that your mom could make with preservatives.
What are your summarizing words about Play-Doh?
It's helpful to the creative process.
Okay.
It engages all your senses, not just your sight, but your sense of feel, your sense of touch, and it helps you to understand dimension as well. I think that's very helpful, because it starts to pop up, whereas on a piece of paper, on a computer, on a board, even with a 3D graphic thing, it still requires a lot of time. Tangible, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes tangible.
Okay. I don't know if there's anything else we need to discuss. That's about it, really.
Do we retreat to our, to continue our?
Probably do it here at
Well, I've looked. I'm sure that we'll that thing will pop up in a minute now.
Can we turn off the microphones?
Yeah, yeah, the meeting's over then, yeah, I guess so.
And my microphone has no signal.
Oh.
Should I explain why? Like because the power's low and Sennheiser's tend to die off.
I think the time has to run out for us to get any more instructions.
Yeah, it'll have to stop a bit. Is it dark?
It's really cool, I can see the talk, I can see my own voice.
Is that finished the experiment?
Sorry?
Is that finished the experiment?
Well, I don't know, I know that I have to, I've got like 10 minutes to write this report thingy, or I guess he just say.
You probably have to do that email thing again?
Like final report thing, I saved it, like what I'd done, and then when I came back to it, it said it was read only, and it said what merging solution was it only. I don't know what that's about there. At what point did we decide that we didn't want, that's right, I don't think I ever actually documented that.
Is someone's mic still on?
Yeah.
There must be an additional microphone here.
Okay, finish meeting now. Okay. So we're probably going to get instructions in a minute.
Must be additional microphones.
This is a bit like a chat.
I don't know how I'm supposed to. I mean, like, we have this prototype here, and I can't draw it in Word or anything, but it says to. It says, you know, must specify final design, final report. So we'll have this to refer to, so I'll just describe it.
See prototype, see name.
So intrigued by the knowledge that there is still.
I don't see another mic somewhere.
Can you imagine how long it takes to interpret all this data?
I know.
Gosh. Can't even imagine where you begin.
It's so boring as well.
These mics going to have to sit there and convert it into the right format and fit it into the interpreter. And that just.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you have to sit there and wait for it to get done.
Sure, after a while, we're not doing the same thing.
No, you have to sit there and wait for it to get done, and then you have to go through it. You have to randomly check that all the video got captured, all the audio got captured, and it's synced. So you have to sit there.
But for someone to be able to analyze data.